Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into Prologis Inc., ticker symbol PLD, a heavyweight in the logistics real estate space. If you're looking to invest in a company that's at the heart of global supply chains, especially with the e-commerce boom, you're going to want to stick around for this comprehensive analysis. We'll cover everything from their financials to recent performance, valuation, and even a SWOT breakdown to help you make an informed decision. Let's get started. So what's the big picture with Prologis? Well, if you've ever ordered something online and wondered how it gets to your doorstep so fast, companies like Prologis are a huge part of that magic. They're the global leader in logistics real estate, focusing on warehouses and distribution centers in high-growth, high-barrier markets. Think strategic locations near major ports, highways, and urban centers, places where Amazon, FedEx, and countless other businesses need space to store and move goods. With e-commerce still growing and supply chains becoming more critical than ever, Prologis is positioned right at the intersection of necessity and opportunity. Let's zoom in on who they are and what they bring to the table. All right, let's break down the company profile. Prologis, headquartered in the U.S., operates as a real estate investment trust, or REIT, specializing in industrial properties. As of late 2020, they owned or had investments in over 984 million square feet of logistics space across 19 countries. That's massive. They serve around 5,500 customers, split mainly between business-to-business and retail or online fulfillment. Their portfolio is all about location. Think high-demand areas where land is scarce and barriers to entry are steep. Led by CEO Daniel Stephen Letter, Prologis isn't just a landlord. They're a key player in enabling global trade. Now let's see how their revenue streams look. Diving into their revenue, Prologis reported a solid $8.79 billion for fiscal year 2025. Breaking it down by segment, the bulk comes from their real estate operations, pulling in about $8.2 billion, while the strategic capital segment contributed around $592 million. Geographically, the real estate operations segment dominates again with $7.8 billion, and strategic capital adds another $219 million. What this tells me is that their core business, owning and leasing logistics properties, is the real engine here, while strategic capital partnerships provide a nice bonus. It's a focused model, and with e-commerce driving demand for warehouse space, these numbers reflect a strong foundation. Let's move on to how they're performing on the earnings front. Now, let's talk earnings. For 2025, Prologis posted a net income of $3.41 billion, up slightly from $3.37 billion in 2024. Their earnings per share came in at $3.57, a bit of a dip from $4.03 the prior year, but still solid for a REIT where dividends are a big part of the story. Looking at their latest Q1 2026 results, they beat expectations on funds from operations, or FFO, which is a key metric for REITs, and even raised their full-year outlook. That's a strong signal of confidence. Operating income for 2025 was $3.44 billion, showing they're managing costs well despite a competitive market. Overall, these results point to steady growth, even if the EPS dip raises an eyebrow. I'm liking the consistency here. Let's dig deeper into what management had to say about this performance. All right, pulling from their Q1 2026 earnings call, Prologis management highlighted some really encouraging points. They emphasized their core FFO performance as a testament to strong leasing activity, with occupancy rates holding steady at around 95%. They also pointed out robust demand for logistics space, especially in key U.S. markets, and noted their strategic push into data centers as a growth driver. Management was candid about headwinds like moderating rent growth and rising interest rates, but they remain optimistic about their pipeline and ability to execute. They also mentioned their $1.6 billion joint venture with GIC for build-to-suit logistics, which shows they're not just sitting on their laurels, they're actively expanding. This kind of forward-thinking strategy is exactly what I like to hear from a leadership team. Let's move on to a broader look at their financial health. Let's pop the hood on Prologis' financial statements. Starting with the balance sheet for 2025, total assets stand at a whopping $98.7 billion, up from $95.3 billion in 2024. That growth is driven by their property portfolio expansion. Total liabilities are at $40.9 billion, with a debt-to-equity ratio of 0.66, which isn't overly concerning for a REIT. Debt is part of the game in real estate. Their cash position is decent at $1.15 billion, though their current ratio of 0.23 suggests limited liquidity for short-term obligations, something to watch. On the income side, gross profit margin for 2025 was a healthy 43.4%, and net profit margin was 41.5%, showing they're keeping a good chunk of revenue as profit. Return on equity is 7%, which is moderate but acceptable for a stable REIT. Free cash flow for 2025 was a robust $5 billion, giving them flexibility for dividends and reinvestment. Speaking of dividends, they're yielding 2.8% based on a 4.10 annual payout, which is attractive for income-focused investors. Overall, the financials paint a picture of a stable, well-run company with room to grow. Let's see if the valuation backs that up. Now, on to valuation. Prologis is currently trading at $145.10 per share, with a market cap of $135 billion. Their trailing PE ratio is 36.35, which is on the higher side for a REIT, and their price-to-sales ratio is 15.12, also elevated. Looking forward, the 2026 forward PE is around 37.37, suggesting the market expects steady but not explosive earnings growth. Compared to the REIT industrial industry average PE of 35.64, Prologis is priced at a slight premium, which makes sense given their leadership position. Enterprise value is $169 billion, factoring in debt, so you're paying for a big balance sheet. At first glance, the stock looks pricey, but REITs often trade at higher multiples due to their dividend focus. Let's break this down further with a SWOT analysis to weigh the pros and cons. All right, let's run through a SWOT analysis for Prologis to get a clearer picture of where they stand. Starting with strengths, Prologis has an incredible portfolio, nearly 1 billion square feet of logistics space in prime locations. Their financial performance is strong, with consistent revenue growth and healthy margins. They've got a diverse customer base of 5,500 tenants, reducing reliance on any single client, and their focus on high barrier markets gives them a competitive edge. Plus, their recent push into data centers shows innovation. On the weaknesses side, their low current ratio of 0.23 flags potential liquidity risks if short-term obligations pile up. Also, while their debt-to-equity ratio isn't alarming, the sheer size of their liabilities, over $40 billion, means interest rate hikes could pinch. Rent growth is also slowing, as management noted, which could cap upside. For opportunities, the e-commerce boom is nowhere near done, and Prologis is perfectly positioned to capitalize with more warehouse demand. Their $1.6 billion joint venture with GIC for build-to-suit logistics is a smart move, and expanding into data centers could be a game-changer as cloud computing grows. Global supply chain shifts also play into their hands. As for threats, rising interest rates are a big one. Higher borrowing costs could hurt REITs like Prologis. Economic slowdowns could dampen demand for logistics space if consumer spending drops. There's also competition from other industrial REITs and private players, plus geopolitical risks that could disrupt global trade flows. Overall, the strengths and opportunities outweigh the risks, but those interest rate concerns are worth keeping an eye on. Let's check out their recent stock performance next. Looking at Prologis's recent performance, the stock has been on a nice run. Over the past week, it's up 2.89%, and over the last month, it's gained 8.18%. Zooming out, the three-month return is 14.94%, six-month is 28.44%, and year-over-year, it's 17.05%. Over 5 years, PLD has delivered a 35.13% return, which is solid but not spectacular compared to broader markets. Recently, though, we've seen some volatility. There was a 1.06% drop in a single session, closing at 132.35, but it bounced back with a 1.8% gain to $130.31 on another day. The chart shows a bullish trend overall, but with interest rate sensitivity, short-term pullbacks aren't out of the question. If you're a momentum player, this could be a decent entry on dips, but long-term holders might not sweat the daily noise. Let's dive into an intrinsic value analysis to see if the price makes sense. All right, let's crunch some numbers on Prologis's intrinsic value using a discounted cash flow approach. I've taken their free cash flow from 2025, which was $5 billion, and projected it forward with conservative growth assumptions tied to their historical revenue trends and industry outlook, around 3-4% annually for the next 5 years. I'm using a discount rate of 10%, reflecting the risk in the REIT space with rising rates and a terminal growth rate of 3% beyond year 5. After running the numbers, the intrinsic value per share comes out to around $96.28 based on a market snap calculation, compared to the current price of $145. A separate DCF model I reviewed pegs it at $75.80, which is even lower. Both suggest Prologis is overvalued at the moment, potentially by 30-50%. Now, REITs often trade above intrinsic value due to dividend appeal, but this gap is notable. If you're a value investor, you might wait for a pullback. If you're in for the long haul and believe in their growth story, the premium might not deter you. Let's wrap this up with some final thoughts. So, what's the verdict on Prologis? Honestly, I'm impressed by their positioning in the logistics space. E-commerce and supply chain demands aren't going anywhere, and they've got the portfolio to dominate. Financially, they're stable with strong cash flows and a decent dividend yield of 2.8%. However, the valuation feels stretched at a PE of 36 and an intrinsic value significantly below the current price. Recent performance is strong, but interest rate risks loom large for REITs. If you're a long-term investor, Prologis could be a core holding, especially for income, but I'd be cautious about buying at these levels. Maybe wait for a dip. If you're already in, holding makes sense given their fundamentals. What do you think? Drop your thoughts in the comments, and if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives. I'll catch you in the next one.